Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and it's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking at a whole variety of things. And I want to say to you, Derek is right. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us, but for some reason,
welcome, everyone. You've just tuned in to the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, reminding you that success is yours if you dare to dream and keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life. And for those of you who have tuned in for the first time, I want to say welcome. And before we get started, I want to say to everyone, put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad, because it's time for you to get some motivation and some inspiration. We have another exciting broadcast for you today, and I'm excited that you tuned in to the broadcast. All of us are dealing with challenges and issues, but fires you. That's what we're going to cover today. Before we get started, I'd also like to encourage you to check out my blog, which is dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. That's dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, and that is at CMrMotivator. The letter C as in cow. MRMOTIVATOR. And if you have questions for us, please feel free to email me. You can email me at cthemotivatedyahoo.com. The letter C as in cow, THEMOTIVATOR at yahoo.com. And feel free to join us on a live broadcast by dialing area code 323-580-5712. What inspires you? All of us deal with challenges in our day-to-day lives. Mr. Motivator is speaking to you tonight to take action by figuring out what is it that inspires you. Remember, you are unique, and therefore, you must find a way to press forward in life. You must find a way to press beyond the barriers and issues in life in order to achieve your goals. We're trying to reach to the top. You want to reach to the top. My goal is to inspire you. Mr. Motivator's goal is to inspire, to motivate you, to encourage you, be who you are, and to be the best that you're going to be, and to achieve your goals in life. All of us have things that move us. And you got to figure out what is it that inspires you. Now, we're looking at 10 creative people and what these creative people used to inspire themselves. Now, let's look at inspiration. Inspiration is everywhere. Inspiration can come to us from our words. It can come from us from the words of a favorite writer to blossom and present itself with leaves in your path while you're walking. If you open your eyes and breathe in, it can inspire you. For some people, it helps to talk to others who are creative in order to get ideas about what will inspire them or to get their creativity juices flowing. Brianna Redematcher is a print web designer in the Minneapolis area. And one thing that I found interesting was that she enjoyed planting herself in front of her computer for long hours of time. Not only does she enjoy it, it's also part of her job. But what really gets her juices going is that she finds loads of inspiration through virtual blogs and social media websites. Whenever she goes for a walk around the town or road tripping across the state, it's always a breath of fresh air. It's intriguing and it's different. This causes inspiration in her life. It inspires her to do her best. Another young lady who is a freelance writer in Chicago, her name is Melissa Tidale. And Melissa loves to write, and she finds inspiration in the places and in spaces. Reading other people's writing, imagination working, this inspires her. It's hard, difficult for her to sleep when she looks at a piece of paper and she reads it, and the ideas and the questions and everything that comes out of it, it causes her to expand her thinking. And then she finds inspiration through that. Also, she's fascinated by relationships of all types, happy ones, complicated ones, unusual ones. And through writing, she attempts to dissect the meaning behind something that has happened or to describe a particular feeling or emotion. And this inspires her. All of us have things to get us going. And Melissa also enjoys the challenge of communicating with her experiences in her everyday life. You got to reach in within yourself. You have to take note of the things around you, the simple things, so that you can inspire yourself. What inspires me? I'm inspired by being around others. I'm inspired by reading people's biographies or autobiographies. I'm inspired by traveling and seeing places and things that are different or things that are unique or unusual. This inspires me. Let's look at Laura Sims, who's a career coach, and inspires her the fact that she likes to help others. And she's inspired by creative discoveries, and also she thrives at the work that she loves. She stated, "I'm inspired by risk. Sometimes it's an idea on how to finish something, witnessing people go for something new, anything that has the potential for failure gets my heart and creativity popping. The best part was that friends found out about my mission, and I got really excited about participating. One friend surprised me with a ticket to a screen and talked back of the snorkeling film. So I got to speak with that person. It was fun to know that my game inspired people to take action on behalf of me asking around for favors. Sometimes it's the simplest little things that inspire us and ignite us. Right now, are you at a standstill in your life? Do you feel that your life is bored? Do you feel that your life does not offer you meaning? Find a way to inspire yourself. Find out what buttons to push in your life that will inspire you to take action, that will inspire you to enjoy your life, that it will inspire you to enjoy your work. It's there, but you have to look close at it. Jeff Constable is a designer, and one of the things that inspires Jeff is that life lessons that he learns. And also, he looks for posts from others. He reads their posts. Jeff is also an author of a blog, Make Under My Life. And Jeff looks for things that inspires him. He gets inspired by color, patterns, interior designs. And he loves to translate that lifestyle into accessories of a new way or a new design. That is the thing that inspires Jeff. Here's another good one. Elizabeth Patch. She blogs, she writes, she illustrates on topics of positive body images for women and girls of all sizes. She's an author and an illustrator of More to Love, and she's currently working on a children's book to encourage girls to follow their dreams regardless of their weight. Elizabeth states, I've learned that when I am feeling uncreative and blocked, I need to accept this as a time to read and research and allow the input to stew in the back of my mind until it's ready to appear. And then my ideas often spring out fully formed when I am engaged in some sort of simple, quiet, solo task not related to art. Weeding the garden, knitting, taking a walk, arranging a bouquet of flowers, sitting on the swings in my backyard. I've also learned that my best work comes when I don't really care about the outcome, when I'm just messing around with the art supplies. True creativity requires a willingness to play with the raw materials, whether these materials are words, paint, pixels, fabric, or whatever. Elizabeth uses these things to inspire her. You have to find out what inspires you. And when you look for the simple things that inspire you, builders are inspired sometimes by the smell that comes from the fresh-cut wood. Some architects are inspired. Our landscape artists are inspired by the smell of outdoors, the fresh-cut grass. It inspires them to do their best work. Now, I think Jessica Swift is interesting, who is also a full-time artist and a self-pattern designer. Jessica states, I get a lot of inspiration from long walks through my neighborhood. Being outside and moving my body gets my creative juices flowing. I love nature and the organic shapes of flowers and leaves and trees, and I often use these types of shapes in my work. I also am hugely inspired by color and am constantly saving images online and in magazines for color inspiration. I love combining colors in unusual ways and the act of simply playing with color, whether it's on a canvas, with paint, on my computer screen, inspires a lot of ideas for me. Jessica uses these things to do her best work. What inspires you? Maybe you are a chef. What inspires you is the smell of the spices, of the herbs, of the things that go into the food. Surround yourself with things that inspire you, and it will motivate you to take action, to put your best foot, to put your best foot forward, to achieve your goals, to live your dreams. It's not too late, friend, for you that are listening to me right now to make a list of the things that inspire you. We all have things that inspire us. I'm inspired by music. Sometimes just listening to music inspires me to write jokes. It inspires me to write speeches. Music inspires me to write books. What is it that inspires you? Reach out and tap into it. Catherine Just is a photographer and a creator of soulful e-courses and retreats. Catherine is inspired by both internal and external realities. She's inspired by nap time. I took a situation in my life with my son that was stressful for me. My son would not nap, and I wanted more me time. So instead of suffering, I created a ritual by taking photos of my son and I as soon as he fell asleep. This transformed into a situation that caused me stress into the most amazing experience. I now have hundreds of these photos of our nap time together and have documented our relationship doing this once-in-a-lifetime experience with my son. I also get inspiration by investigating my life, pulling it apart at the same time and seeing what's inside. A bit like an archaeologist who's digging for clues, I look underneath the surface of what is seen to find places that are not seen but felt. The spaces and places have no words. The spiritual aspects of life. Catherine uses these things by her work to inspire her to use her best creativity. What is it that inspires you? Amanda Genter is a graphic and web designer working with a passionate, creative businesses around the world. Now, what would be better than to have a creative businesses that you're involved working with around the world? Amanda said, my biggest source of inspiration is nature. I'm drawn to green plants and bright flowers. I almost instinctively choose the more natural products to represent my own brand. In order to be surrounded by inspiration and find new inspiration, I think it's important to get out of your office every week to take a walk, go for a run, or drink a cup of coffee. For me, surrounding myself with this inspiration keeps me motivated. Since I'm a designer and could be working on up to 7 projects each week, my source of inspiration is constantly changing and evolving. Thank you for those comments. Thank you for those words of inspiration. Friend, you can use what Amanda used to inspire her, if that is a thing that inspires you. Some people are inspired by the holiday season with the music, with the trees, with the gift shopping. It inspires a lot of us. Does that inspire you? Go for what inspires you. It's never too late to improve your potential, to improve your life, to enjoy your life. It's never too late to focus on your goal and how to achieve your dreams in life. We all want to conquer our giants, but you got to find out what inspires you. Now, let's look at Flora Bowley, who is an international celebrated painter, teacher, author, and inspirationalist. Although the source of my creativity is fueled by many things such as nature, travel, personal transformation, textiles, poetry, and all things colorful, I find my deepest well of inspiration simply in the process of creating something out of nothing. As a rule, I never know what my paintings will look like before I begin, and this mystery is exactly what creates the excitement and curiosity that I need to stay inspired. I rely on my tuition and the concept of working with what's working to keep momentum as my paintings emerge naturally on their own time. I also embrace the freedom to change courses many times along the way, knowing each and every choice will be an important part of the finished painting. By letting go of desired outcomes, I open myself to a world where anything is possible and there are no mistakes, a great place to find inspiration. I think as a painter, as a teacher, Flora found some powerful things to inspire her. If you find the things that inspire you, write them down and make them a reality in your life and step out and use them. Lunge out into the deep. Alexandra Frazen is a writer, blogger, and digital entrepreneur. I'm inspired by yoga, specifically folding upside down. It's where I get my best ideas. Go figure. By magazines, good ones, the kind with exquisite photography, fascinating essays, and ads that aren't about melting your belly with mystical tablets. My favorite magazines examples are Travel and Leisure, Martha Stewart Living, Elegant Food Porn, real simple. The Atlantic and the little magazine that tuck into the Sunday New York Times. By offline conversations, kicking it with old school friends over tea, red velvet cake truffles, giggles don't translate on Twitter. You got to find out what inspires you and reach out and make it a habit to put these things in front of you, to make these things a visual. Put them on the wall in your bedroom. Put them on your mirror in your bathroom. Put them in the hall. Or get out of the house and go out there and to the nature trail. Go out there and take that walk. Go out there and get you a fresh cup of coffee and meet with friends. If this inspires you, if this is what inspires you, go for it. Another thing that Alexandra put was about problems. As a writer, I solve problems with words. There's nothing more satisfying than finding the right turn of phrase to transform it into something so elegantly precise. Some people are inspired by individuals. My mom, she's just brilliant. Myself, I aim for astonishment daily. Some people are inspired by accomplishment. The more they accomplish, the more it inspires them to want to do more. Friend, it's never too late. It's time now for you to think about what inspires you. It's time for you to turn on the light, to open your eyes and see the clouds, to look beyond the stars, to breathe the fresh air. Is it that inspires you to go beyond, to take action? You can take action right now. It is time. Your time is the most valuable asset that you have. You can use it, or you can lose it, or you can waste it. Friend, I challenge you tonight to take out a pencil or take out a pen and a piece of paper and to make a list of things that inspire you. And this will add more to your life. You get more to your life. Well, it looks like we're out of time, but I want to thank you for tuning in to the broadcast and for taking notes and for challenging yourself to find out what inspires you. Remember, success is yours. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will discover your purpose in life. I'm Mr. Motivator, and I want to challenge you this week to take an observation of yourself, to take notes, write down the things that you think will inspire you so that you can enjoy your life. Well, folks, have a great week, and don't forget to tune in to the Mr. Motivator Show, the same time, same place, and we'll have another exciting show to inspire, to motivate you, to encourage you to take action. Thank you for tuning in to our show, and we will see you on the next episode. Goodbye.